All right, the first thing, just identify yourself, please. Give me your name and your title. Where are you from?
Okay. My name is Amy Mann. I'm with the American Horse Council, and I live in Virginia. Originally from Wyoming, grew up on a cattle ranch and raised horses.
And now you've been involved in the Species Working Group for Horses. Tell me about the importance of animal ID to horses.
I think that it's important to horses. We use identification lots of different ways for different reasons, but we have lots of different types of identification. And I think standardization of that identification will help horse owners, not just in disease issues, but also in terms of recovering lost or stolen horses, or in displaced horses as a result of natural events or fires, things like that.
Now, what are some of the unique considerations that the horse industry has when it comes to animal identification?
Well, in terms of the NAIS, one of the things we've not been involved in a government eradication program probably in 100 years at least. And so we're not used to having any government involvement when it comes to ID. And we're used to being able to do our own thing and do what works for us. And I think that causes some concern and some fear. On the other hand, the idea, as I said before, of standardizing identification does help. Although we don't have eradication programs, we do have diseases. And if you have a situation similar to what happened in one of the states last year where they had an outbreak of strangles, and the animal health official has to go down and identify the horses, and this happened to be a racing barn or racetrack, and in order to get the identification of the horse, they had to open the mouth to look at the lip tattoo. The problem with that is that you're dealing with a disease that is easily spread through nasal secretions and things like that. So you have someone coming and opening the mouth of one horse and then going down and opening the mouth of another horse, and that is not particularly sanitary. But with the use of an RFID or a microchip, you just scan, and you don't have to actually touch the animal particularly, and it's much more sanitary and safer.
Now, you have lots of different segments of the horse industry. You mentioned racing. You have show horses. You have all kinds of different segments. Does that present any challenges as far as animal ID?
Yes, I think so. The common thing among all of them is that they move. But some segments, like the racing industry, is more used to being regulated, whereas, showing may not be, except in some components, or recreation and things like that. The other aspect of it is that on a Saturday in many parts of the country, people gather to go for a horseback ride together, or a trail ride together, or they might go over to a neighbor's farm to for branding, or they might go for cutting, you know, things like that. And for fun. And so the uses of the horse is so diverse, and that makes our industry quite unique in that respect.
Well, what are some of the specific recommendations then that your group is making to USDA regarding animal ID?
Well, the first has to do with, in terms of the standardization of how horses are identified for official purposes, we're recommending that the RFID, the microchip, the 134.2 megahertz or kilohertz chip be used. But the other is that we rely on current regulatory mechanisms that are in place for horses that move, rather than establish a new system for reporting or recording movement. And that goes back to what I said before, which is there's so many movements. I was told once that there are 77 million pigs that move a year. That's a lot of pigs. We don't have that many horses, but we certainly have at least that many movements because horses can move so much in one weekend, and you add that up for the whole year and for many years, and the lifetime of the animal. I mean, one of the things that's unique about our industry is our horses live a lot longer than most other species, simply by the fact that they're not food production animals. And so we have to consider things that are going to last a long time and the fact that these animals move all the time. So our recommendation with regard to movement recording is that there will not be any equine movements that are reported, that we will rely on brand inspection requirements, certificate of veterinary inspection requirements, VS-127 permit requirements, or international CVI requirements to capture movements.
All right. Thank you very much, Amy.